Well, for podcast 1023, I am in Camp Springs. It's a campsite, Camp Springs, which is in a national forest south of Flagstaff and north of Bougie, Sedona. And that is what we're going to talk about in this podcast, Bougie, Sedona, in podcast 1023, the Bob Davis Podcasts. So as I get the fire going and get the campsite ready, as many other people are doing right now, I want to talk about something important to nomads, and you're going to hear me talk about it in this podcast, which is mail forwarding. Virtual mail service and mail forwarding is so important to the nomad. This is where you have an address in another state or in your home state, or hopefully in a place like South Dakota that doesn't charge any personal income tax. And then you have your mail forwarded, and having a reliable way to do that is really, really important. And for that, I want to recommend privacypost.io. They have a virtual mail service, which means they can pull your mail out, take pictures of it, send it to you so you know what you're getting, package delivery that's anonymous and things of that nature. They do South Dakota residency, which is really important for tax purposes, legal business address, and privacy trustee management in South Dakota, which is the big thing these days. But most importantly, obviously the virtual mail service and then mobile data VPN hardware. Somebody asked me about it today in this vegan kale bespoke coffee place that I went for lunch. This guy walks up to me named Spencer, and he's getting ready to go out on the road. And he was like, "What's that antenna on your truck?" And I'm like, "Okay, so I have a booster, which doesn't do that good for data. And then for data, I have something called the Pep Wave, which is provided by privacypost.io. I turned him on to it, and I'm going to turn you on to it as well. So do yourself a favor. Check them out online at privacypost.io or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. So I did a podcast recently about shortages and the supply chain and all these other issues, produced a lot of reaction with people. And I'm going to tell you something about manufacturing in the United States. So if you're trying to manufacture something, I'm going to recommend Depot Star for manufacturing in the United States, because I can tell you don't have to wait for a container to arrive from some distant shore when it comes to manufacturing in the United States. And this is why people are actually considering American manufacturing. Again, if this is you, don't forget Depot Star, American Design, Engineering, and Manufacturing. Visit their website at depotstar.com. I'm going to talk a little bit in this podcast about how I travel. I'm going to talk about the state of mind and how it can change and how it can affect what you do. And I can talk about a little about one of the difficulties with different climates and moving around too quickly and then trying to get that under control. I mean, it sounds silly, but I think it's a really important thing for nomads to hear, because I'm sure that many of you, if you're nomads and you're listening, you've been through this. If you're just starting, then you haven't, and it's going to be of some value to them. So I have my mail forwarded. I've often talked about it when I talk about Privacy Post. I have my mail forwarded from Minnesota. I do not have a home in Minnesota. I have a virtual address in Minnesota, and all my mail goes there, and then it is forwarded. And the thing about forwarding mail when you're traveling, especially if you travel the way I do, I may be in California one day, as I literally have, and be in Oregon the next, back in California in a different part of the state, back on over the top of the mountains and into Arizona in one day. And the result of that is it becomes extremely difficult because you don't know where to have your mail forwarded. So I knew I was going to come to Sedona. So last week I sent an email to the people and said, "Hey, I need to have my mail, my physical mail, forwarded to this address in Sedona," which is the address of a parcel handling company, let's just say. And I figured, oh, I'll just roll through Sedona on the appointed day and pick up my mail. Well, then I get the mail. I get an email back. "Hey, it's going to take 4 days, so your mail will arrive in Sedona on Wednesday." and it is right now. It's Sunday. When I got the mail, it was Friday, Thursday or Friday. And I stupidly said, sure, that's fine. I didn't say, no, it's got to be, you're going to need to ship it overnight, because I'm not going to wait 4 days to get my mail. And so that is why we are in the situation that we're in. I don't need to blame anyone except myself. So I have some time to kill, and I will have to do it here in bougie Sedona. And I want to talk about it, because this has been the bane of my existence over the last 3 or 4 days. This was a hard-earned campsite. This is a beautiful, beautiful campsite in a national forest, United States Forest Service, Forest Service campsite, just north of Bougie, Sedona, and just south of what some are also saying is Bougie Flagstaff. And it's really nice. Beautiful. Big rock formations and a little stream, and the campsites are relatively private. Certainly there are dispersed camping sites available if you get it soon enough around the Sedona area up 89A, but you have to be just past the line where they allow fires, because they don't allow fires when you get closer into Sedona. The state park, the Red Rock State Park, there, I believe it's Red Rock. I don't know. Maybe it's another one I went to. Red Rock, I don't think they have camping, but I went to another one. $30 a day for the vehicle, for the individual to camp. $7 a day for the vehicle. I mean, it's ridiculous. Even if you were to get an electric site, it is absurd to pay that much just to camp there. It just can't be that spectacular at that particular campsite. That's like national park money. So I think the thing that's really interesting in being around this area of Sedona in the first half of this podcast, I'm just going to say that I am shocked at how insane, crowded, and bougie Sedona has become, because I've been to Sedona at different times over the past, 25, 30 years, and this is ridiculous. And locals would probably throw in Flagstaff, Payson, Cottonwood, and Jerome. But Sedona is just out of control. Think Watkins Glen in New York State. And I'm sorry to say this, but Wisconsin Dells in Wisconsin, or any other summer tourist trap in the United States. Maybe it's not as bad as Myrtle Beach. Myrtle Beach is probably the bottom of the barrel. Maybe the Jersey Coast, although the Jersey Coast, you expect that. You don't expect that in the West, in the mountains, where you want to encounter, this sort of Old West kind of feeling. It's just such a surprise to experience this tourist trap energy, give or take. There are some nice things about these places. If you live in a place like Scottsdale or Los Angeles, any place that's really nice, and you have a lot of money, and you have a nice SUV, a brand new BMW or Expedition or Porsche SUV, and you want to drive it over to some nice place in Arizona and get out of Dodge for a while and go to a spa and go to a winery and stay in a really nice hotel and have a nice dinner with your wife, great. I understand how great that is and how wonderful that is for people who have the resources to do that, to have one of these little playgrounds. Suffice it to say, the entire West Coast, from San Francisco all the way down to Los Angeles along the Pacific Coast Highway, is full of those kinds of places. So I don't know why we have to come to Arizona to have them. But I have become used to avoiding these kinds of spots because they are way too crowded, they're way too small, they're way too poorly managed. It's very hard to navigate in this truck those places, and unfortunately sometimes I forget what those places are like, and I think, I think I'm gonna go to Sedona and I'll have my mail forwarded, it'll be great, and then I remember why I don't like to frequent these kinds of places. So, you know, what's wrong with Sedona, Bob Davis? Well, I'm going to start by telling you a little story in a Love's parking lot in about 40 miles from here, where I was driven because of a tourist traffic jam in Sedona. And I took a turn because I thought, well, I'll just go down this way and then come back around. Well, that doesn't work. It ended up being a 25-mile detour, and I ended up just saying, well, I'm going to go down to the Love's because this is ridiculous. I drove literally 25 minutes to a Love's parking lot and parked the truck and got my truck washed along the way, did my laundry along the way in a small, dusty town called Camp Verde, Arizona. Real nice, middle-class, regular old people. In fact, I even got a free car wash from these guys at the, if you go by there, it's Route 280, I think, in Camp Verde. And there's a Chevron station there, and there's a really nice brand new self-wash right next to the Chevron. And then I went on down another 20 miles to the Love's, where I stayed the night because of a ridiculous, I mean absolutely ridiculous, traffic jam in Sedona. So you've got tourists, which is fine. There's a little mining town called Jerome, which I would actually live in. It's a really cool place. And they have a thing called Historic Fort Jerome up there. And I was going to go there, but you can't get a place to park because there's so many tourists. And then they have these trucks that bring tourists in. And I thought, I'm not going to go up there and stand in line to tour a mine. This is ridiculous. Then I had my wonderful lunch, and it was a wonderful lunch, even though it came in a plastic container, and that was a $20 kale salad and bespoke coffee. And there's tons of these places all over, all over Sedona. So then I thought, well, I'll go find a place to camp. And I went all the way up the road. You get past what we call, I guess, the fire line. You can't have fires off-road. So in the Forest Service, you have something called dispersed camping. That means you can pull off the road and camp anywhere. But you cannot have a fire unless it's in one of these fire pits. And I thought, maybe I can find a BLM site, or maybe I can find a site where there's fire pits. And that, I tried that two or three different places, and it just wasn't going to work. And so again, drove 25 miles back down to near Phoenix and a place where it was warm. And I don't want to bitch too much, because there have been some great parts of this experience. It's amazing to me that I actually find Love's truck stop, and Love's in particular, but I also like Flying J. But Love's, you know, is a great experience for travelers. It is a great experience for me. Part of the reason is the people. I want you to hear this conversation. So these guys came up to the truck. I had just washed this truck, and then I waxed it, and I had parked it at the Love's, and it looks pretty good. And these guys were like, look at this guy, man, he's got himself a podcast truck, let's see. And they knocked on the door, and I got out and I said, hang on, let me get the recorder. And I recorded them, and it just happens to be and I don't know whether they pulled my leg or not, but I don't care. These guys were great. Let's just listen to this. You got to tell me who you are, what you're doing here, why you're causing all this trouble.
Well, my name's Dean. I'm in town for a wedding, so,
you know. I'm Cameron.
Are you going to get married?
Yeah.
And you decided, lucky man. This is your big night out at the Love's Truck Stop.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is where I usually go on my dates.
Yeah, it's a good place to go.
It's a fancy place.
It's a good place to meet women, I'll tell you right now.
Just a little bit. But did you meet a woman here?
So drunk. I thought, is that why you
said? He said it's a good place to meet women here at Love's.
So tell us about you.
Well, I do this podcast, and I travel around the country doing podcasts. Spend a lot of time in Love's parking lots.
Hell yeah.
And I use the shower at Love's.
There you go.
You want my card?
Do you have a card?
I work here.
Yeah.
How are the showers?
She's like, don't mention
nice?
Me.
Don't mention me.
Huh? Are the showers nice? Are very nice. Yeah. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So $14 bucks, man.
You have to bring your own body wash?
No, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You know, they do, they have it.
Yeah.
But it's just.
Is it Love's body wash?
It's whatever that stuff is that's like in the Walmart.
Right, right.
You don't want to wash with it.
So are you doing a podcast up here?
Yeah, I do. You know, I try to do as many podcasts as I can, so every now and then. But, you know, every now and then I run into crazy people like you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Dirt workers.
Yeah, we do dirt work.
What do you, really, is that what you do?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's that?
So, like this gas station, our company built the groundwork. So we did all the dirt work, put in all the utilities, you know, water, sewer,
wow,
you know, septic, and
that's
then we did
deal.
All the paving and the concrete. So
you did a good job. And this is a new one. Are
yeah.
Are these prefab structures generally? Do they bring them in pieces, or do they build them?
It's all like if you imagine a 2x4, but like metal. It's like that, and then it's all screwed together and then put up, and then they put their insulation in, their walls up, and it's pretty quick.
This is the grounds of the longer job, probably.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So, any advice for those of us that either have been married and aren't married anymore, or
don't do it.
Hey, let me tell you what. When you get married and you put that ring on your finger, that's your death certificate, dude. As soon as you stand up, you just walked into your casket, bro.
You might as well just lay in it.
That's funny. Funny. Well, and you're getting married tomorrow.
Yeah.
What time?
2:00 in the afternoon.
What are you guys going to... What you got? About 12 hours. What are you going to do?
It's going to be in a barn about 2 miles down the road. It's real rustic looking. It's going to be a nice time. There's going to be about 50 people there.
That'll be good.
Just friends and family.
That'll be good.
So,
all what, social distanced.
What are you going to do for what are you going to do for tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah. Well, we're just, you know, partying, hanging out.
That sounds good.
Doing
is that
podcasts.
Your best man back there?
Yeah.
That's his best man. That's his
that's
brother.
That's who I'm marrying. That's the bride.
That's the bride. That's hilarious. Well, great. I'm actually glad you banged on the door, so that's
yeah, well, heck yeah, man. It was nice meeting you.
It's really great to meet somebody that does, you know, this kind of stuff. That's great. What's
nice
your name?
Nice to meet you, Cameron.
Cameron?
Dean.
Dean? All right.
Yes, sir.
Is this your company that does this?
It's Earth Resources, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
They're a local company here, and we do all sorts of groundwork all over the place. You know, Prescott Valley.
A lot of
Arizona.
Sedona.
Sedona's crazy.
All yeah. over the place.
I went to Sedona today. There's such a friggin' traffic jam.
Yes.
So then I went 179 south. I thought, well, yes, I'll just come around. Mm-hmm. And this is where I ended up.
Yep.
They're crazy. And then they built all the buildings so they're camouflaged. So you
yeah.
can't tell what...
everything's red.
What is that, a store?
Yep. Everything's red in Sedona.
I kind of think that might be a double...
Yes, sir.
...entendre. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All
you
right. Too. Well, thank you.
What's the bride's name?
Colin.
Caller?
Colin.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're the bride.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Okay.
It's not. It's kind of husband, not bride, groom.
Oh, you really are getting
it. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
They love each other a lot, so it'll be good.
Okay. Well, have some fun.
So, all right, Bob. It was nice meeting you.
Be good.
Have a good night. Safe travels.
Good luck to you.
You too.
See you later. So if you've met me in a Love's parking lot or on the road or something like that, and there are people that have and that have sent me contributions to keep this thing rolling, and I really appreciate those. So if you want to make a contribution to the Bob Davis Podcast, go to thebobdavispodcast.com. Look at the picture of Mobile Podcast Command, which is the big red ambulance. Roll just beneath that. You're going to see an oval donate button. Click on it, and that takes you to the PayPal interface, and you can donate whatever you want to thebobdavispodcast.com. Thank you, Jill Serbet, and many, many other people recently who have contributed to the Bob Davis Podcast. I really appreciate them. So even the locals think Sedona is ridiculous. And two big points come to mind, and we're going to talk about both of those in the second half of this podcast. If you're not traveling, or even if you are traveling, sometimes getting up and moving is difficult. It's one of the reasons that I'm frustrated these days, because I haven't been able to do as much yoga as I like to do. So when you're stationary, whether you're sitting in front of a computer at your house or you're traveling, you're doing the nomad thing, then you need to know that you need to get up and move, right? You know that. I don't have to tell you that or say that. That seems silly, but it's true that you got to get up and move. And these days, you need help with that sometimes. And that is why I want to introduce you guys to BU Enterprises. BU gives you a toolbox, and it's a powerful toolbox to help you be your best self right where you are all day long. You can be grounded, you can be centered, you can be calm, all that stuff. Be stronger, be free, be you. So here's what you do. Get the toolbox for yourself. Get it for your whole team. So you maybe you got you know, one of these Beachbody teams and you're selling all day on Zoom and you don't take the time to get up and move. You can get that box for your whole team. You can get the toolbox from BU for your whole team or just an individual. Visit BUEnterprises.com for more information or click on their banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcasts.com. You know, I do love it when I see people look at this truck and react to it and do things like, I'll see people, I'll be looking down in their car and I'll see them looking the truck up on the URL and TheBobDavisPodcast.com, and they start laughing. Two guys drove past and they saw me and they rolled the windows down and they were like, and I was like, I saw you guys looking, and they started laughing. This is on the freeway. We're yelling at each other back and forth. That was great, and I love that. And regular people like that make me really, really happy. And so it's great when I encounter people that hear what I do, like what I do, and often will say, I'm listening to your podcast right now, or they'll, you know, send me a friend request or something to that effect. So in the second half of this podcast, I want to talk about some things that come to mind through the frustrations of travel this week. The first one is, people have often asked me, why do you travel alone? And you know, you really should have somebody to travel with because it would be better. And I have to tell you, from time to time, I've thought about that. You know, it's funny because I thought, I think often in this kind of term, it's a weird thing, but I think how much my 10-year-old son would have loved doing this. I wasn't doing this when he was 10. We used to travel. We'd go skiing. We took the train out to Big Mountain and Montana at Whitefish, and he had so much fun doing that. And I think if he was 10, he would be having a riot doing this. His mom would be sending the FBI after me, but I think he would have a riot with this. He certainly wouldn't now, but he would have then. He's like, I'm not doing that with you, because he's got his own thing going on. But and that's in my mind. I don't think, oh, I wish I had a wife or a woman to travel with, because that would be great. I think it would be very difficult to travel with your wife or, a girlfriend. And I'll tell you why. Because the good days are great, but when the bad days happen, when travel is difficult, when you are stymied in your plans, when it takes you all day to find a campsite, when you have to double back, I hate doubling back. You know, when you end up driving, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours longer than you wanted to, because it isn't all just wonderful gravy travel. It can be very, very difficult. The second reason is I'm molting right now. You know, I'm shedding a skin. I've been doing this almost a year, and I'm starting to try to figure out, well, what's the mission going to be in 6 months? What's the mission going to be in a year? What am I doing here? How am I going to grow the podcast? What's the point? I don't want to just keep traveling willy-nilly across the country to do this and then turn around and go back the other way. And I'm going to talk more about that in future podcasts. But yeah, I'm molting, which makes it even more difficult. So I don't know that I would want to travel with someone because I don't know that it would be such a great experience for them, because I'm going through all these changes again. And this is the other thing that I think is interesting. This is part of the it's almost like it's a, you know, it's a wave, you know, like a radio wave, a frequency wave sort of thing. where everything's great for 3 or 4 weeks, and then you kind of go through these changes and you re-examine, and then everything's great again for a few weeks, and then you sort of keep doing this. And I think it's good, because ultimately, from a creative standpoint, it's trying to figure out what to do next and how to do it, and what's going to change about travel. And, you know, the other thing is, right now, I don't think you can underestimate the intensity of worrying about spending too much on fuel and food. And so, you know, I don't eat as much. And I literally have left California because I am not going to pay $5.99 or $6.23 or $4.69 for diesel too. I mean, that's just ridiculous. You come to Arizona and the same fuel is $3.35 or $3.21. You know, it's really frustrating. And those kinds of frustrations, you know, certainly didn't exist in the last 3 or 4 years. I remember 2014, but that was, you know, I was just down in Iowa, and I didn't travel that much to really struggle with that. So those are all things that weigh on you when you're traveling, and I don't know that another person is going to enjoy how really frustrated I am and how angry I get. Finally, I'm just going to say this. I don't like being cold. So it's about 50 right now. I'm outside. It's pleasant. People are coming in. They're getting their campsites ready. They're putting their tents up, chopping wood, you know. And that's all fine and well. But I'm the kind of guy that I want it to be 75 degrees or 100 degrees. It would be just fine with me. I don't want to roll out my sleeping bag and enjoy the crisp air. I've had enough of that in my life. I want to just lay there and bask in the heat. And right now, I'm stuck in bougie Sedona or bougie Flagstaff, and I didn't intend to come this far north. So you go through some changes. And when you travel climate to climate, you go through some changes. And when you travel time zone to time zone, you go through some changes. And I don't know that that's something that I would want to share with a travel companion. And then the second thing, as far as observations that I have, is I'm a little shocked at how these once unique spots in the West have become paradise for 52-year-old wino divorcees, their second husbands, friends, boyfriends, and blended families. And these formerly dusty towns in the Wests increasingly are becoming playgrounds for the super wealthy, and it's a little irritating. Spas, wine bars, aura readings, curio shops, and of course, let's not forget the very wealthy weekend warrior biker crowds, or the latest are these off-road guys, which they're actually preferable to the other types. So it is nice to get into a campsite and meet people like Dennis and Arlene, who've been RVing for, you know, years and years and years, and they said the same thing. I was talking to these guys that came by my site tonight, and they were saying, you know, I remember when Sedona was a dusty town in 1973, and you know, there was nothing to it, and Cottonwood was just a one-horse little general store, and now they've turned into these tourist traps. And I'm not against people making money. I'm not against, or really even railing at, the rich. It's just, this is one of the changes that has happened in our society, that if you have something that's really good, you kind of want to keep it a secret, because you don't want people to show up in droves, because with them comes the kale shops and the bespoke coffee and the, you know, the hair blow dry places and the 5-star restaurants and so on and so on. Speaking of fuel, I gotta say that, you know, independently owned and operated community-focused refueling stations are really important. My favorite one, of course, is in Minneapolis-St. Paul in the Lynn Lake neighborhood. Not only are the guys at 36 and Lynn refueling out to help the community, they feature a great selection of locally sourced products in the store, from great coffee to burritos and other awesome food to go. That's what the copy says. Let me tell you, they got a great Instagram feed as well. They are really funny, fun people. Remember 36 and Lynn next time you swing through Minneapolis, you need gas or a cup of coffee. If you want more info on great 36 and Lynn events, check them out online at 36lyn.com or click on their banner at the top of the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. So I'm a little out of sorts, just because this is one of those, every now and then travel gets to be difficult. There's things that happen that are difficult, and you have to roll with the changes, and you have to roll with those difficulties, and it isn't always easy. So I'm glad that I'm alone right now, and looking forward to, once I pick up my mail, heading back to the desert again. So, thanks for listening to Podcast 1023, the Bob Davis Podcasts.